现金。
Jesu ngiyakubengelela mngani waza neBhayibheli lakho sifunde siyabonga uNkulunkulu ke esesiphilele inye ithuba lokunda izindaba ezinhle eBhayibhelini okuyizwi lakhe siqhubeka ke nencwadi yezenzo mngani sizofunda ke nje namhlanje ngizofunda indaba enhle lapha nguPawulu Pawulu ke mngani ilona owayiwu Saul phinda bizwe ngoSaul aphinda bizwe futhi ngoPawulu lona owaphenduka esendleleni yeDamasi siku ehlupha amakholwa kodwa manje naye selikholwa usewumphostoli kaNkulunkulu useshumayela indaba ezinhle zikaNkulunkulu izenzo 13 ke kusukela kuverse 13 mngani uPawuli ushumayela eAntiochia lasePisidia uPawuli nababe naye bamuke phafu ngomkhumbi bafike ePerge nasePamphylia kodwa uJohani yena wahlukana nabo wabuyela eJerusalem kodwa ke uPawuli nababe naye baye Antiochia lasePisidia bangena esinagogini ngosuku lesabatha bahlala phansi isinagogi ke mngani ilapha abaJuda noma abantu bakaIsrael ababehlangana khona bafunde umthetho kaNkulunkulu lona ke wasetestamenteni elidala lapha emaBhayibhelini ethu bangena ke nabo oPawuli esinagogini ngesabatha bahlala phansi balalela kufundwa umthetho kaNkulunkulu kuyizwe kaNkulunkulu sekufundiwe umthetho nabaprofeti abaphathi besinagogi bathumela koPawuli bathi madoda bazalwane mani nezuluki yalabantu khulumani wasukuma uPawuli waqhoba ngesandla wathi madoda kaIsrayeli nanene sabu uNkulunkulu elani useyakhuluma ke mngani uPawuli uthi kuPawuli uNkulunkulu walesi sizwe sakaIsrayeli wabakhetha obaba wabaphakamisa abantu bengabafokazi ezweni laseGibhithe wabakhipha kulo ngengalo ephakemeyo wababekezelela ehlane kungathi iminyaka engamashumi amane wachitha izizwe eziyisikhombisa ezweni laseKhanani wababela izwe laba yifa labo kwadlula kwangathi iminyaka engamakhulu amane namashumi ayisihlanu emva kwalokho wabanika abahluleli kwaze kwafika uSamueli umprofethi kusukela lapho ke kuSamueli umprofethi babe sebecela inkosi uNkulunkulu wabanika uSawuli indodana kaKishi umuntu wesizwe sakaBenjamini kwaba iminyaka engamashumi amane uSawuli inkosi kaIsrayeli semkhiphile uSawuli wabavusela uDavide waba inkosi afakaza ngaye uNkulunkulu ukuthi ngimfumene uDavide kaJese umuntu ongowenhliziyo yami uyokwenza konke engikuthandayo enzalweni kaDavide uNkulunkulu walethela uIsrayeli umsindisi uJesu njengokwesethembiso sakhe uJesu umsindisi engakafiki uJohani wayeseshumayele kuso sonke isizwe sakaIsrayeli umbhabhadiso wokuphenduka uJohani eseqeda ukuhamba kwakhe emhlabeni wathi nina bantu bakaIsrayeli okhe nithi mina ngiyikho angisikhona mina kodwa bekani uyeze emva kwami engafanele ukukhumula isicathulo sezinyawo zakhe mase kukhulunywa ngoJohani ke mngani sekungena etestamentini elisha. Konke lokho ekade sachaza uPawuli yilokho kusetestamenteni elidala, kodwa kusukela kuJohane sesikulele testamente elisha. Mngani, uJohane ke yena ukhulume kubantu bakaIsrayeli, wabikezela ngoJesu, wathi phendukani, abaphendukayo wababhabhadisa ngombhabhadiso wokuphenduka, futhi waseyabatshela ukuthi mina angiyena uKristu kodwa uyeza leyona engimemezelayo. Mina-ke Johane angifanele ngisho ukuqaqa umchilo wesicathulo sakhe. Uthi-ke uPawulu meqhubeka, madoda bazalwane, madodana ohlanga lika-Abrahamu nabaphathi nabaphakathi kwenu abesaba uNkulunkulu, izwi lalensindiso lithunyelwe kithi. Mngani, nami nawe nabo bonke abantu abaphilayo kulesi sikhathi, izwi likaNkulunkulu lithunyelwe kithina, sifanele ukulilalela siphenduke sesikholwa. Ngokuba abakhileyo eJerusalema nababusi baba bamazanga uJesu namazwi abaprofethi afundwa amasabatha ngamasabatha, bawagcwalisa ngokuthi bamlahle uJesu, nakuba bengalitholanga icala loku ufa kuye. Nokho bacelwa kuPilato ukuthi uJesu abulawe, bakufeza konke ke okulotshiwe ngoJesu eTestamenteni elidala. Bathi masebe kufeze konke, sebembethelile esiphambanweni, bamehlisa ke lapho emthini ayebethele kuwe, bambeka ethuneni. Kodwa ke uNkulunkulu wamvusa uJesu kwabafileyo, wabona iy'nsuku ey'ningi yibo ababekhuphukele naye eJerusalema bevele eGalile, asebewofakazi bakhe kubantu manje, kuwukuthi kilaba ababengabafundi bakhe abaseke manje ngalesi sikhathi sencwadi yezenzo sebengabapostoli, okusho ukuthi abathunyiwe nguJesu ukuba bahambise izindaba ezinhle, abayihambisa-ke njengoba nathi sizithola namhlanje. Mngani, uthi-ke uPawuli, nathi sinishumayeza ivangeli sithembise senziwa kobaba ukuthi uNkulunkulu sigcwalisile sona kubantwana bethu ngokuvusa uJesu, njengokuba kulotshiwe futhi kulo ihubo lesibili ukuthi wena uyindodana yami namuhla ngikuzele. Ihubo lesibili-ke likuphi mngani? Likhona lapha encwadini yamahubo lapha eBhayibhelini. Ihubo lesibili uverse 7 kukhuluma uNkulunkulu, ukhuluma ngoDavide, kusho ukuthi uDavide uyaprofetha, uprofetha ngoJesu ongakabi khona ngaleso sikhathi kodwa ozoba khona. Uthi wena uyindodana yami namuhla ngikuzele. Manje lokhu sekwagcwaliseka-ke mngani, yingakho uPawulu yabatshela ukuthi lokho kwakubhaliwe ihubeni lesibili manje sekwenzekile, uJesu yindodana kaNkulunkulu. Abesekhuluma ngokuvuswa kaJesu, athi maqondana nokumvusa kukaNkulunkulu uJesu kwabafileyo ukuba engasayi kubuyele ekuboleni, wakhuluma uNkulunkulu eTestamenteni elidala. Futhi ihubo 16 ke lelo mngani, wathi awuyi kunika ongcwele wakho ukuba abone ukubola. Ngempela uJesu akabolanga ethuneni mngani, ngoba wavuka ngosuku lwesithathu mngani. uNkulunkulu ke wayesebenzisa umlomo kaDavide ekhuluma ngomoya ongcwele. Uthi kuPawuli kulaba bantu akhuluma kubona abasesinagogeni, uthi ngokuba uDavide sekhonze icebo likaNkulunkulu esizukulwaneni sakhe, walala ubuthongo wabekwa kuyise, wabona ukubola, kusho ukuthi washona uDavide akavukanga, kodwa yena uJesu amvusayo uNkulunkulu akakubonanga ukubola, ngoba phela ngosuku lesithathu wavuka. Okusho ukuthi wayekhuluma ngoJesu lapha kwihubo 16. Manje sekugcwalisekile lokhu ayekukhulumile kudala kunga kenzeki mngani ngakho ke akwazeki kini nabazalwana ukuthi ngaye uJesu kumenyezelwa kini ukuthethelelwa kwezono nakukho konke ebeningenakulungisiswa kukho nina ngomthetho kaMose yilowo naloyo okholwayo uyakulungisiswa ngoJesu mngani ukulalela kufundwa umthetho kaNkuluNkulu akukwenzi wena ukuthi bese uba ulungileyo wamukeleke uNkuluNkulu kodwa iyoda into ekwenza ukuthi wamukeleke kuNkuluNkulu athi uNkuluNkulu wena ulungile ulungiswa uJesu uma ukholwa yizwi lakhe njengoba silifunda ngakho ke loyo naloyo okholwayo yizwi elishunyayelwayo ngoJesu uyeke oyolungiswa ngaye uJesu ngoba ekholwa yizwi likaNkuluNkulu ngakho ke aphelani ningehlelwa okwakhulunywa ngabaprofeti ukuthi bhekane nina ideleli nimangale ninyamalale ngokuba mina Jehova ngenza umsebenzi emhleni yenu umsebenzi eningayukukholwa yiwo noma umuntu enilandisa ngawo abantu ke abangakholwa kuthi kwenzeka izinto uNkulunkulu ezenza phakathi kwabo bangaboni ngoba bavala inhliziyo zabo ngakho ke wena mngani akufanele ube wonjalo ongakholwa izwi likaNkuluNkulu kodwa mkholwa njengoba uNkuluNkulu esilethele uJesu kuba ngaye sisindiswe siphendukele kuye ngoba uyasithanda uNkuluNkulu akafuna ukuthi sibhubhe ezonweni zethu uma ke ukhona wena mngani ozwayo izwi likaNkuluNkulu namhlanje kanti wena ukaze wemukele uJesu abe inkosi nomsindisi wakho yilo ke ithuba lakho leli mngani ngoba usindiswa ezonweni zakho ngokuthi ukholwe uJesu umamukele akusindise ngiyabonga ke mngane asivale amehlo ke sithandaze baba siyabonga ukuthi impela lokho wawukuthembisile ukuthi usilethele umsindisi ukufezile futhi umsindisi akabonanga ukubola kodwa wavuka ekufeni ngenxa yalokho siyakholwa nguye ukuthi nathi siyovuswa sivuswe ekufeni elithizwe lakho sasifile ezonweni baba siyabonga ukuthi nje loyo naloyo umntwana okholwayo nguJesu uthola ukuphila okusha kuJesu sisizeke sibancane kube inhliziyo zethu zivulekele ukukholwa yizwi lakho sisalilalele sicela lokho egameni likaJesu inkosi yethu amen siyabonga ke bangani asibona ni futhi bye bye Yes.
Bangani mami ngiyacela nje ukuthi nenze kanjena uma senizilalelile lezi zindaba ezimnandi zika sonto skole nithumele imibuzo nithumele olwenu uvo ukuthi nithini ngale ndaba Ngoba kumnandi ukwazi ukuthi bakhona balalele futhi bathini uma belalele kumnandi kakhulu ukuthola iSMS ukuthola iWhatsApp nokuthola futhi icall Nansi ke inamba ka Good News Christian Radio Station eningayisebenzisa ithi 072 055 3303